This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
Isaac Rop.
You've been busted. You lost your qualifications as section leader three times.
Jason Sukanik.
You're lucky to be here. Your family name ain't the best in the Navy. I'd like to bust your butt, but I can't. I got another problem here.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk. This sounds very serious. They are not.
I gotta give you your dream shot. I'm gonna send you up against the best. You two characters are going to...
Primetime on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080.
You guys are number one.
The Fan.
All right, welcome back. It appears that Tom Dundon, the owner of the NHL's Carolina Hurricanes, is buying your Portland Trailblazers. They're saying $4.25 billion, and he intends to keep the team in Portland, but does he? Let's learn about this guy. We have on the line with us now on the Fan, Ryan Hinkle, HockeyNews.com. Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing, guys? How's everyone?
Yeah, we're pretty good. Look, we want to know about this cat. What can you tell us about Tom Dundon?
Yeah, so, I mean, the biggest thing you ever hear, there's kind of two sides of Tom Dundon that everybody likes to talk about. He's a guy that likes to make a deal. He's a guy that, you know, he's a little more involved than a lot of owners you see around different leagues, and he likes to make a deal, but he's also the guy who will maximize, you know, a franchise's value. The Hurricanes were floundering when he bought them, and he's spent to the salary cap ever since, and now they've been competitive, the market's booming. So there's two sides to him. A lot of people kind of say he's hardball, and he's kind of a hard A, and you know, some things get cut along the way, but in terms of actual product on the court, field, or ice, I think he helps produce that.
So you kind of get the sense from kind of reading about him and from that, he is an uber competitive guy, and this isn't just about dollars and cents. He seems to be a sports guy that is competitive and wants to win.
Oh, 100%. I remember his first two or three years with the Hurricanes. I mean, that was, again, they were struggling still at that point, trying to get back into the playoff picture. And, you know, there was quotes from him. He was saying, like, he didn't want to come to games because he would get so emotionally, like, it would make him feel sick if they lost. He would feel actually sick. And, like, he just had been owning the team for a year at that point. So this guy, like, uber competitive. He wants to win, 100%.
So he's from Texas. Was there any talk when he bought the Hurricanes that, like, were people there worried that they may move, being a Texas guy, an outsider, coming in and buying him? And then what ended up happening with, obviously, they're still there, but I just mean, was that a fear, and how did Tom Dundon put that to rest?
Oh, 100%. Coming in, especially, there had always been rumors. Carolina's market, smaller market, and the fan base had kind of, you know, the product wasn't good. The fans really weren't showing up, and there's always been rumors of, you know, could they move, would they move? So this new owner comes in, and, you know, plenty of fans are like, hey, this is it. You know, this guy's moving. And some outsider's going to buy the team. It's getting moved. Like, that was a huge worry among the fan base. And, you know, he put that to rest sort of with just investing in the team, because I don't think if he wanted to move it, it would be easier more to kind of gut it, keep it low profile, like make the team still be worse, but he put the money in. Like, the Hurricanes were nowhere near the salary cap before he took over, and ever since he has, they've spent to the salary cap every single season. He's invested in improvements in the arena. You know, he's upgraded it. They got a new practice facility. Like, he's done the things to make the team better and to improve the team's functionality, which I think went a long way of making the fans a little more okay with it, because, like you said, that was a huge worry that the team was going to be moved.
And you mentioned, like, he's a deal maker. Was there, like, they mentioned in the press release when he was intending to buy the Blazers, said that he was going to explore, they were going to explore a public-private ownership to deal with the arena. Was that something in Carolina that was used to upgrade and build facilities, or was it just he found a way to get it done with his own money?
There had always been talk about upgrading around, you know, Lenovo Center here in Raleigh. And there was a bunch of hurdles with that, being that, like, the local university kind of owned the land, and so there's a lot of different hurdles and loopholes, and everyone had always talked about upgrading. It just never kind of quite happened, but it was just kind of some negotiations along with keeping the Hurricanes on a 20-year lease. He kind of got a little bit of investment from the city, $300 million from the county and the city to kind of upgrade. And then he put up, I think, about $500 billion of his own money to kind of, or million, not billion, obviously, to put up upgrades around and to develop the land. Because, you know, when he took over, it was always one of his things. He always complained about how the area didn't offer really much of anything. There's no restaurants, there's no hotels, there's nothing at the arena down here in Carolina. And a big thing for him was he always wanted to develop it, build it up, make it a whole destination, bring people year round to Lenovo Center.
Yeah, and that's exactly what the situation is here.
100%.
There's nothing around that arena, and I'm guessing he is going to be willing, and it's the same thing. He'll put in money because he knows he's going to make it back off of developing the surrounding area. There's a difference between investing, you know, I mean, just throwing money at something, and then it being invested wisely to turn around the franchise of the Hurricanes. How did he do it? Like, was it good hires? You mentioned he's pretty involved. Was it his decisions in certain trades, or how do you characterize how he was able to, besides invest, turn around the Hurricanes?
I think he's willing to put the right people in positions. Like, he's the kind of owner, he's going to ask, like, why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? He's going to question every kind of aspect of how it's being run, what's being done, just so he himself can understand. Like, I think the biggest thing is that he wants to have a high level of understanding about how his team's being run, what's going on. But he 100%, once he gets someone in place that he trusts, he will let them kind of run the show. We saw that in Carolina here, the new general manager, Eric Tolsky. Like, Tom Dundon just absolutely loves the guy. He trusts him 100% to run the team. And it's just a thing of putting people in positions to be successful. But he's gonna be involved. He wants to know what's going on. Like, I think there was, like, a poll that The Athletic ran about, you know, NHL agents, and all of them rated Tom Dundon as one of the worst because he's involved in every single transaction, every single deal they make. So they hate him. But, you know, in terms of the actual product in Carolina, I think the fans are quite happy with what they've been getting.
Yeah, I'm a hockey guy, Carolina is, and they haven't had the playoff success, but they're a wagon. Like, every year, seemingly for the last 7 or 8 years, they're one of, if not the best regular season team in the NHL. So when he came in, did he clean house? Did it take a couple years when he bought it, what was the transition like with kind of the existing front office and coaching staff?
Yeah, so it was a transitional year for them, especially when he took full control about the end of the 2018 season. So Ron Francis was general manager at the time. He kind of got moved to president of hockey operations. The coach, Bill Peters, they parted ways with him. So it was a complete kind of overhaul. They brought in a new general manager, Don Waddell, who was also president of hockey operations, which means he was running the business side and the hockey team at the same time. That's kind of one of the things where Tom likes to make a deal. He likes to, if he can save a dollar somewhere, he will find out how to save a dollar. So, you know, there's things like guys running two positions when there should be two. But, and then he got Rod Brendamore, who's the coach of Carolina now, who's, you know, a franchise icon, won the cup with them in 2006 and been an assistant coach for 7 years before that. Tom was kind of had interviews with him, talked with him too, because he wants, like I said, wants to be involved in all the decision-making process. And just kind of wants, he liked what Rod was about. He liked what he talked about. And so that was another thing where he's just like, I like this guy. I like what his attitude is. I just like him. So we're going to give him a shot, even though he had never been a head coach at any level before. So it was a big transition. They put out Ron Francis, who was one of an NHL top 10 player potentially, like, of all time, moving him out of the general manager position, moving someone else in, hiring a new coach. So there was a lot of turnover when Tom took over.
This is Ryan Hinkle, Hockey News. He covers the Carolina Hurricanes. I don't know how often Tom Dundon's around there. Like I said, he lives in Dallas. How often is he there, and is there anything else you can tell us about him, just dealing with him personally?
He was around more when he, like, first bought the team. He's trying to figure out, get his investment where he likes it to be. But you'll see him every so often in the locker room now, maybe every couple of months, why not? But he's not super, you know, in town a lot of the time. He's still involved with all the decision making, obviously, and all that, but he's not kind of present there. But again, it's just a guy that, you know, he's really low key. Like, a lot of owners are, like, people like around, they'll be wearing their suits, or even the governor's meetings that the NHL has, a guy's in suits, well dressed. Tom Dundon, I've never seen Tom Dundon not in a ball cap and a tracksuit.
Tracksuit. Yes.
Every time I've ever seen him, he's in a tracksuit and a ball cap. Like, that's just his attire. Like, he's very casual, very kind of low key about things. Like, he's just kind of like just a normal dude, almost, you would think. You wouldn't think that this guy's just a multi-billionaire who owns multiple sports franchises.
Do you hear from him? Like, one of the things that we struggled with here in Portland is we had an ownership, you know, this one and obviously Paul Allen, and even to an extent, like, his right-hand guy, you never heard from him. Is this a guy that gives interviews? Is the guy that stands it on a podium? You mentioned that he's not directly necessarily involved in everything day to day, but do you get to hear from him as a member of the media and as a fan?
So every so often. Again, he was much more around near the beginning, kind of. He would did a couple of interviews and things. He's around for big things, like Lenovo Center kind of changed their name from PNC Arena to Lenovo Center. He was there for that. He's there for kind of big developmental news. Like, he'll show up for that. And he's done interviews. Like, if, like, you ask for him and you get a hold, like, he's been willing to talk plenty of times. He's done interviews, like, with different outlets around the area too. So he's around. But again, I think he's a guy who kind of just likes to keep himself a little bit private. He's, like, really not outspoken, really not, like, no social media presence or anything like that. But again, he's been open. He's done things. He's done radio interviews.
Cool. Well, good info. Thank you. Ryan Hinkle, Hockey News. Appreciate your time today.
Yep, thanks for having me on, guys. No worries.
You got it. Yeah, there you go. Tom Dundon.
I think if you're a Blazer fan listening to that, I think there's a lot to like about that. And I think a lot, especially the stuff about the arena, the development, and the competitiveness. That's music to your ears.
Well, I heard tracksuits, and you had me at tracksuits.
Tommy tracksuit.
Tommy tracksuit.
Hey! Let's go. All right, the Ryan Hinkle postgame show will be next, followed by In the News here on The Fan. All right, well, the Blazers are to be sold to Carolina Hurricanes owner Tom Dundon. Just got a little info on him from Ryan Hinkle there, and I don't know, I was encouraged. I mean, it's just one guy's viewpoint of the owner, but he deals with him in Carolina. And the thing I thought was interesting, well, one, the big thing is people in Carolina were even more worried about their team leaving when he bought them than anybody in Portland is here, and they're still there, and he instantly invested in them and put all those rumors to rest. So that bodes well. Again, like you say never, but the other thing, I just think it's interesting, like, you know, you never get a perfect owner, right?
No.
I mean, you have the big ego guys, you have the low-key guys. He described Dundon as low-key, which I think is good.
But also hard-ass.
Well, but see, like, I was thinking about Paul Allen, you know, it's like, Paul Allen was uber rich.
Yeah.
But Paul Allen was not business savvy.
No.
I mean, Paul Allen was, he was a computer nerd. Mm-hmm. Okay, and he was an NBA fan. He loved the league. I think it's interesting the juxtaposition with this guy, who I don't know how much he knows about the NBA, but you certainly get the sense that he knows a lot about business. Mm-hmm. He has a degree in economics. He has successfully run multiple businesses, and it's a guy who knows what he wants, but isn't the Jerry always in front of the camera guy, but knows how to make a deal. Like, I love that. I'm with you. I'd love for him to have deeper pockets. But at the same time, that's an interesting sort of description of your owner that I can get behind, because I don't care about business savvy if you don't want to win. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care about that.
Yeah.
I've seen that with my Royals. They had a guy, David Glass, who came from the Walmart group, and all he cared about was running it like a business, and he was probably pretty good at that, but he didn't care about winning.
No.
And so that sucks. Paul Allen cared about winning. This guy cares about winning. Mm-hmm. He wants to win. That's the key. So if you marry his business acumen and winning, dude, outside of being Steve Ballmer rich, that's what you want, yeah. Especially when he's low key. And like you said, they said he just doesn't really, he's just not like, he doesn't have to have the spotlight.
Yeah.
I love the combination of all that. It's very different than Paul Allen. Mm-hmm. And like I said, there's no such thing as a perfect owner. And so it's just interesting what you get with all these different owners. It's just a grab bag of sure. wild. But this guy sounds pretty grounded. He sounds like he knows exactly what he's doing business-wise, and he wants to win. That's I can take that.
And yeah. not necessarily meddling, but willing to hold people accountable, which is that's a fine line.
Well, I think
line.
He does meddle.
Maybe meddling.
But hey, the meddling thing...
You just spent $4 billion.
Right. Well, one, they earn the right to meddle
yeah.
when they own the team. It just is what it is. I don't think there aren't many owners that don't meddle. But I don't mind a guy with his acumen meddling. I do mind a guy who knows nothing, who just is, because he's the owner, thinks he should be meddling.
Bert Cole.
That's different. Yeah, Bert. Oh, well, Paul Allen was this way.
Like, yeah, so I'm saying Paul and Bert combined.
Paul was a very smart man, obviously. He was brilliant. And I think over time, he was smart enough to learn. He owned the team for a long time, and he sort of changed his modus operandi as owner, right? Like, you remember the whole, I'm not a chemistry major, and like, well, Paul learned from that. And then the next guy was a little different. You know, so he, you could see Paul's evolution as an owner. And I thought he got better towards the end of sort of like understanding his limitations. But at first, you know, you don't want a computer nerd making your decisions. Yes, he owns the team, but you have no qualifications in this whatsoever, right? Whereas this guy, I think, is a little bit different in that a business is a business. He knows how to get deals done. Ryan said he puts guys in place, so you get your key personnel guys, and if they say, "Hey, here's our guy," dude, tracksuit man,
yeah,
knows how to go out and get that deal done.
Well, you were like to kind of Buck's thing about, you know, whether it's a meddling or not. Like, he had the transition year, and he said something to the effect of, he is going to want to know every aspect of why you're doing something. And then once that happens, he'll make the decision. And he said, when he puts the right people in position, then he lets them do their job. So I have no problem with that. Come in, see how things are run. And if you're not happy with the way things are going and someone doesn't have a clear vision of what you're doing, get them the hell out of there. Thank God. But the two
well,
or three
Paul
things
did that.
Huh?
Paul did that.
Absolutely.
I mean, he had a short leash.
The two or three things that I took out of that I was most excited about was, and if you don't know about, you know, in hockey terms, it's like baseball. You have spenders and you have non-spenders. And there is a salary cap, but Carolina went from being one of the low spenders in the league to right at the cap. And the fact that he was willing to do that, to me, is great. Because, again, that goes back to he cared so much he didn't want to go to the games when he first got there because they were losers and he couldn't handle losing. So you got competitive and you put your money where your mouth is. The second one is, and you mentioned it, Rob, he's a deal maker. That's a guy that came in and immediately was like, cool, I'm going to get $300 million. From what we said, like tax bonds from the city. And then he put $500 million of his own money into developing the area around the arena. And boy, did that not sound 100% like Moda Center when he said he hated that the arena with the Hurricanes played in, there was nothing around it. And he's like, this is unacceptable.
It's the same script.
Oh my God. How awesome would it be to come in, get a couple hundred million, then we find a way like we did. The baseball stadium has what, $800 million, I think it is, was set aside with different, what is it? The jock tax and all that. And then he's willing to kick in a half a bill and develop that around Moda Center to maybe tear it down, build something else, and build some things around it. And it sounds like you've got an entertainment district there that he made his money back. And the fact that he was willing and wanted to make deals and knows how to make deals, and now he's got local people that are connected to Portland, and he's looking for other minority investors. You mentioned the Columbia, Tim Boyle, and trying to get those guys involved. Look, to me, if I'm a Blazer fan, that interview right there, that checked a lot of boxes for what I want to hear from a new owner. I think that's all positive that you just heard coming about the new owner.
He's also
Dan porn.
Wow,
is that you?
Yeah, it was a misfire.
Okay, that
my
wasn't,
bad.
That wasn't.
Yeah,
someone on a remote laptop somewhere.
He is also only 53 years old.
Yeah,
which I like.
He's not some old dinosaur,
right? And I do think this is important. I'm a firm believer that in life, as long as you're paying attention and halfway smart, the second time around, many times is better for you. In a lot of that could be marriage, that could be business, that could be your job. It'd be anything.
Yeah.
And I also think it's great that this guy has, I don't know how much he knows about the NBA, but he's already dipped his toe into owning a franchise once, and he's owned it for 8 years, and he's been very successful at it.
Yeah.
I think that's great that he is now doing this again the second time.
In a situation that sounds very similar.
And he's not just he's not green.
Yeah.
I mean, that would worry me.
Well, imagine taking all that you've learned from turning a Carolina franchise that had won one championship and had fallen on hard times,
that
had a crappy arena with nothing around it and was one of the bottom spenders in the NHL, and in the span of a handful of years, you've taken it to one of the better teams in the NHL that competes for a Stanley Cup, is one of the bigger spenders near the top of the salary cap, and has renovated an arena and an area around the arena. It is the exact playbook that you have in Portland. And I hadn't thought about that, but that's a great point. He did in Carolina already what you're trying to have done here in Portland,
which is probably why he wanted to buy the team.
Yes. Hey, I've seen the blueprint,
or part of the reason.
Yeah. And I don't know how big, you know, Raleigh is, but
it's not as big as Portland.
It's not as big as Portland, but you're also not, like, it's not Dallas. He's used to doing it with a smaller or a mid-market city. And here we go again in Portland. So, I mean, Blueprint 2.0. I'm fired up.
Yeah. Tracksuit Tommy's our guy.
Yes.
We're down with Tracksuit Tommy here until he comes in and proves that he's awful.
I did kind of enjoy, though, that, like, hey, if there's a way to save a buck, dude, this guy's a hard ass and he will drive to contracts and all that. He's a business guy.
I'm okay with that as long as he wants to win.
Yeah.
That's a problem if you don't care about winning.
Mm-hmm. But he cares.
So they say.
Yeah.
What if he comes in and knows nothing about the NBA, thinks he knows everything?
He starts talking about Puck.
He's like, what if he comes in and his first press conference, he's like, I just feel like the answer is Bronny. I feel like the answer is Bronny. We're going to go get Bronny.
Let's go. He's just
My name's Tom.
I like tracksuits.
I like tracksuits and Bronny.
Let's go.
From what I've seen, this is the best player in the league.
That'd be
troublesome.
I think it's a good day to be a Blazer fan.
Well, it's a good day. Forget this guy.
Yeah.
Get Jody out of there.
Yeah.
Get her out of there. Her and Bert.
I don't know what you're talking about. I read an article just a couple weeks ago that said she was the greatest thing that ever happened.
Go away.
Yeah.
All right, up next, in the Nuez, does it have to look like a bomb, or can it just be that we don't know what it is?
Valid point.
Well, it wasn't a point, it was a question.
Yeah, but maybe we don't know.
Don't know what?
We don't know what it is.
Well, this is my question.
Who's on first?
How are we doing? Oh, who's on first? I have
What's on second?
I have who's on first news.
You do?
Seriously.
No, you don't.
Actual who's on first news.
Yes.
No, you don't.
I do.
He's already shared it with me. This is legitimate news.
It's legitimate. I shared it with Buck last night.
Yeah.
Really?
It's amazing.
It's actually yesterday's news.
Yeah. Mm. It's actually, I think, from 2017, but it's making the rounds now.
We're 8 years late on it?
We are, but...
Oh. Hey, for us, that's
significant nonetheless.
Listen, very significant. It took 70 years, and it happened. Who was on first?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Suddenly a lot to get to. Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back to our show. This is our show, and you are here.
Yeah,
so and we are here.
We're sorry, or you're welcome, depending on
right.
whatever you think of
it. If you're looking for Bella, it is gone.
Yeah, that bitch. We killed her.
We blew her up.
Yeah. Some old lady. Have we any progress on getting the old lady to come on the
No, program? I need to connect with Cooley on that. He's the one who would have to reach back out to her.
Yeah, I want the old lady that had questions. I would like to answer those questions.
You know, something did happen in the office today to further signify the death of Bella.
Ooh, what happened?
Well, here in our office, we are in Northwest Portland.
Slaptown.
And we have these big placards.
Oh, yeah.
For each radio station,
yeah.
Right as you walk in.
Mm-hmm.
Looks kind of cool.
Even though we don't have a front desk or a receptionist or...
Like, you can't really get in here to see them, but they're in here.
Which I don't understand why we spent that money, because don't we all know what stations we have, but...
Corporate, baby.
Okay.
Anyway, the Bella sign came down and the 105.1 sign went up today.
Sorry about that. Sorry to you, Bella fans.
So I think it's official. For those of you wondering when Bella was going to come back,
It's not. This isn't a bit. Not like, surprise.
So do you want to keep the Bella sign? You want that?
I don't think Bella...
I'll autograph it for you.
I don't think Bella was around that long. And were you ever on Bella?
Never one time.
No.
I don't think I ever even heard Bella.
Yeah, I can't say. Oh, that's not true, because at my gym, they would play Bella on... That was the... Whatever, the background music.
Nice.
So occasionally I would hear it. Is there anything worse than going to the gym and forgetting your headphones and then you have to listen
it's
to
pretty bad.
You're
don't
like
that.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you know what's great in my world?
So
I don't go to the gym.
that would solve that problem.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It is August 13, 2025. It's time now for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. The news is brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is National Prosecco Day.
Oh.
You like some Prosecco?
Yeah, that's delightful.
Yeah, I agree.
I had no problem with that. I don't drink it very much, but...
Well, it's in a lot of cocktails these days.
Yeah.
You know?
You threw it with some... I remember when you came back from Italy, you throw that with some limoncello, and you've got yourself a delightful...
Like a lemon spritz?
Yes. And they're dangerous, by the way, because you'll drink like 17 of them.
We were doing Aperol spritzes with Prosecco this weekend.
Yeah,
you were.
Good call.
Good summer drink. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
Now, and by the way, don't let anyone do the whole like, manly, you know, you got to drink beer or straight whiskey. Dude, drink what you like and drink what's delicious. On a hot day, sometimes those cool frou-frou drinks, they're just the best.
It is also National Filet Mignon Day.
I don't eat the filet mignon.
That is French.
Damn. I got no time for that.
The filet mignon.
Yeah, give me the ribeye, give me the New York, you know. I don't have time for the filet.
Well, if you're just tuning in, the Blazers are going to sell to Tracksuit Tommy. They will remain in Portland. More to come on that. Mm-hmm. We've got some Morrison Bridge lane closures incoming.
Oh, I take the Morrison almost every day. What am I dealing with? I can easily take the Hawthorne or one of the other bridges. But yeah, I come over the Morrison on most days.
What is today?
Today is Wednesday, the 13th, I believe.
Oh, you didn't get run into any delays earlier today?
Today was the one day I didn't. It's because my gym is in Clackamas, and so when I come from that way, but today I played golf instead, so I did not come over the Morrison.
It's your white privilege.
I know. I was being very white today.
Golf.
Well.
Makes you feel better. I played terribly.
I'm going to pass on this story because it's over. Like, it happened today. Yesterday and today.
Okay.
But it's like 20 minutes, and then it's done, and then.
Oh.
So it doesn't matter.
Well, I did go over the Morrison yesterday, and I...
Was it troublesome for
you? No. I did see where they were doing work on it. They had some of the... I believe those are called cones. They had some of those orange... Are they cones or the little... Those aren't cones. What do they call those?
Just make sure to leave a little extra time in the wheel for yourself on yesterday's drive to work.
Yes. You know what I mean? What do they call...
What do you mean? They're called cones.
No, they weren't cones. They were...
What are you talking about? Oh, the barrels?
No, they're skinny. It's got the, like a black octagon.
Oh, yeah.
That's the pylons, or they?
Is that a pylon?
I don't know. I know the skinny ones. Not the cone shape, but almost like a pole.
There were those, but it did not cause me any
delays.
Those
are called indeed traffic pylons.
Oh, the pylons.
Yes.
Boom.
Although I will tell you that when the time I go over the Morrison about 2 o'clock, there's usually not a lot of traffic. On the on the Morrison, it's usually pretty easy going. And then if there is a problem, you know there's another bridge like 2 blocks from there.
Or you could always just swim.
Yeah, that would be problematic, but you know
why?
Well, then I got to park the car, and then what happens when I get over to the other side?
Well, you got
to
swim back over.
Got to swim back. But then once I swim to the other side, how do I get to? I take an Uber, and I'm wet, and my phone.
Or walk. You know. Yeah.
Or I could just, again, take the Hawthorne, which is just one before that.
You know. I'm sorry! Way, I want to run!
That is the nice part is we do have several ways, and by several, I mean a bunch of ways to cross the mighty Willamette.
A suspicious device found at the Woodburn Premium Outlet Mall was rendered safe after authorities evacuated nearby stores. This was Monday evening.
Yeah, that's no good.
The Woodburn Police Department responded to a report of a suspicious device in a loading dock area that services multiple stores at the outlet mall around 7 p.m. As a precaution, adjacent stores were evacuated because the mall was closing soon for the night, according to the Woodburn Police Department. Now, my question about...
I'm guessing in no way was this anything other than... Someone making a report of, I don't like the look of this.
It was, there is no threat to the device was rendered safe, no threat to the public. Well, my question about these is, does it have to look like a bomb?
Well,
or, if I set a backpack.
What do you think a hidden bomb even looks like?
Well, this is my question. Okay, so maybe let me simplify it. What exactly constitutes a suspicious...
That's my point. I'm guessing it was a backpack. And someone was like,
is it though?
I think anything that is left nowadays can be considered suspicious. Like if I left an army green duffel bag, if you walked up to the car, you walked up to your car, the tasty Outback, tonight after you left, and there was an old army green duffel bag sitting right at the base of your car.
Yeah. I wouldn't be comfortable.
Suspicious.
Is that a suspicious device?
I think it's suspicious.
Is it a suspicious device?
No, it's just it's a suspicious bag.
So who do I call? Do I call the suspicious device people, or do I call the suspicious bag people? Like the police versus the bomb squad?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's a lot of leeway. And they said they rendered it safe, which means was it dangerous and it was rendered, or was it never dangerous and you just deemed that this is stupid? It was just a...
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
Here's another one. You pull up. And I have an old eight, you know, the old A-track players?
Sure.
Big old brick thing, you know, like big old, you know, like 2 foot. Yeah. And it's sitting there and it's got some wires on it and it's sitting right underneath the door of your car.
Ooh, not good.
You feeling comfortable?
If I see wires, no.
Yeah. What if you don't see wires?
That makes me less comfortable than the backpack.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. See? There's a lot, and by the way,
I don't automatically assume bomb when I see a backpack. Although it is weird that it would just be sitting there.
You would if you saw a VCR or an A-track player?
No, I think it would be the wires of.
I kind of want to now just start taking old electronic appliances from the 80s and leaving them in front of people's cars and seeing what happens. Because I think that is suspicious.
Expired.
I think when you find old electronics that seemingly shouldn't be there, why is it under your car? Why is it?
Well, and then the kids wouldn't even know what it is.
No.
You and I'd be like, oh, hey, that's a VCR.
Yeah. I still wouldn't like it.
The kids would be like, what is that?
I wouldn't like it. And you can't poke that either.
If they get a bad back, they die.
According to AI, a suspicious device can be any item, package, or object that exhibits unusual characteristics or is found in an unusual context, raising concerns about potential danger or malicious intent.
See, I think anything can be considered suspicious.
I know.
Because it's context.
Therein lies my question of what constant, I don't know.
Yeah. I think anything that is out of the ordinary that you shouldn't be there and you can't figure out why it's there, it's suspicious.
So there's a list of things here, characteristics. One would be anything that's out of place, not normally received at that location.
Mm-hmm.
Two is wires, tape, unusual materials like foil or powder, strange odors.
I would tell you wires may be the biggest of the the red flag. I don't like the look of that at all.
Any restrictive endorsements?
Computer.
Any restrictive endorsements like personal or confidential on it?
Mm.
Handwritten or homemade labels, excessive postage, unusual sounds, buzzing, ticking.
How about this?
Sloshing.
What would you do? I'm being dead serious. You pull up.
Sloshing?
And there is an old, there's an old stereo, like a boombox.
Sloshing around.
But on coming out of that boombox, just a handful of wires, nothing really like scary, but there's some random wires and there's a note taped to the front of it that says, Isaac, you going anywhere near your car? You pull up and it literally is sitting under your bumper in plain day so you can see it.
No, I'm calling the authorities. Suspicious.
Right. That is, and like there could be nothing to that, but that is like the scariest situation you could have walking out to your car.
Rigid or uneven shape.
A
package that feels stiff, lopsided, or has soft spots. If it's unprofessionally wrapped, multiple layers of tape, excessive tape, or unusual wrapping, or threatening messages.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look, I just think it wouldn't be very hard to make someone scared in today's day and age.
All right. Coming up next, why are you Washingtonians so littery?
We are?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And I asked the question, why?
I don't really think we are.
Well, I have stats to prove it.
Fake news. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to stop putting out these stats until the stats better align with the way I think.
You're going to fire the stat guy?
Yeah. And I'll just stop reporting on littering until the reports say what I want them to say.
All right. In the news continues next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nice to have you along. The Blazers have a new owner, and we have been talking about it. Well, they will have a new owner. We've been talking about it most of the day. We will return to that next hour. Right now, this is in the news, August 13, 2025. I hate to say this, but while Washington is beautiful, Jace.
Yeah.
It is actually trashier than the average state in America.
Son of a gun.
That's right.
I will say that as a Vancouver bike rider, the sides of our streets, like the bike lanes and the curbs or the sidewalks, we have a lot of crap. That is, I do not think we do a very good job of cleaning the roadways and the sidewalks. I will say I've noticed that. But this is statewide.
The Washington State Department of Ecology said it picked up 38 million pounds of garbage along roads and parks in 2022, which is 42% higher than the rest of the nation.
Good Lord. How much of that is like Seattle and like Tacoma?
Cleanup crews in Snohomish County will sweep 500 miles of roadside, picking up tens of thousands of pounds of illegally dumped garbage this summer alone. They're called the Snohomish County Little... Oh,
so the Little Lebowski Urban Achievers? What?
The Snohomish County Litter Wranglers. But instead of cattle, they're wrangling rugs, recliners, and just about anything else you can think of.
Can I tell you, I want a shirt that says the... What would they?
Snohomish County Litter Wranglers.
Yeah, if there's a t-shirt out there that I can buy to support your organization...
It sounds like a minor league or independent baseball team.
I want one of those. I want a Litter Wrangler shirt.
So the according to the Department of Ecology, the national average is 5,714 pieces of litter per mile. Mm-hmm. Does that seem like a lot?
Does seem like a lot.
In Washington, that number is 8,112. That's 5 pounds a person.
It's a lot. Because that's Snohomish County is like north of Seattle, so like you're on your way, like you're out. Is that where it is? Like people just leave the big city and just kind of go out to the countryside and dump their crap?
It should be noted that trash from homeless camps was not counted.
Oh boy.
In these numbers.
Yeah. So it amazes me how many people
throw crap out their windows.
Like you're just driving along, but like, and not just like normal trash, but you're throwing rugs, you're throwing recliner. You can't get rid of a couch, so you just drive it out to the road, and you're like, here, take it. let alone at least there, I can understand that maybe someone's like, I don't have the money, or I guess I can't dispose of this. But like the McDonald's trash sack, like, what are you doing? Like, you can't wait to get where you're going to throw away your bag of trash. You just roll down the window. I would like to see litterers face stiffer penalties.
I hear you. Well, this is why I bring it up. Beginning this year, littering fees have gone up.
Yeah.
Thanks to new legislation.
Yeah.
They are attempting to crack down on this in Washington.
Yeah, they should.
What if one man's trash is another man's treasure?
Well, to Sook's point, the McDonald's sack is no one's treasure.
Oh. No.
Okay.
No one wants your half-eaten Meg McMuffin in, like, your... It's such a simple thing. You're going somewhere. You're driving in a car to go somewhere. Wherever you're going is going to have a trash can. So you're telling me you can't wait to keep it the 10 minutes in your car? I think about, because I walk my dog up by the high school where I live. And around that high school, because I go up in the morning, there's no one there and I can let him off leash. I'm willing to wager that in, I don't know what the footprint of a school is, but you know, it's a decent sized school. Takes us maybe 10 minutes to walk around the perimeter of it. There is no less than 7 garbage cans outside of that school that are accessible. So you at no point are more than 100 yards, 150 yards away from a garbage can. It is alarming the number of bottles, cans, food wrappers, all of that that I see on a daily basis. And it drives me insane. Sometimes you see it like 20 yards from a garbage can. And you're like, why?
It's so, you know, right, the shopping cart theory?
Yeah, where it's right there.
You're a bad person if you don't put the shopping cart back into the shopping cart bin.
Yeah.
And you just leave it. That's like the ultimate sign of you're bad. This one is worse.
Yes.
If you throw your garbage out your driver's side window.
Yeah. You're a piece of crap.
You are a bad person.
I agree.
You're selfish.
Yeah.
And we hate you.
Yeah, it just says something. It says something about you. By the way, did you also know that Four Locos are still a thing?
No. I think they had to change the recipe.
Wait, is that the drink?
Yeah, remember the Four Loco drinks?
Yeah, they were like speedballs.
There were like people like dying.
With like Red Bull and...
Yeah, I thought they pulled those.
I think that they still can manufacture them, but now it's a different recipe.
Because you know what I find all the time?
Four Loco cans?
Four Loco cans. And I won't pick up like gross wrappers because I'm not touching that with my bare hand. But I do pick up the cans and I throw them in the trash. And for whatever reason, I've been finding an alarming amount of Four Loco cans and Modelo's.
Yeah.
That seems to be the two beverages of choice.
I find a lot of weed paraphernalia, like vape pens.
Yeah.
And
well, you're right
like,
by the weed shop, right?
Yeah. So there is a weed shop across the street. I think it would be an interesting study. Like, of the litter, does that implicate a certain subsection of human beings? And maybe we should just eliminate those people.
I'd be up for it.
Don't you think China would?
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
North Korea would.
Yeah. What is the, it's the old Parks and Rec, the Venezuelan
China.
Guy. Straight to jail.
Straight to jail.
Yeah, it's just, someone saying, Sook, you're amazing, the average person is a lazy pig. I get people are lazy, but there's a difference between being lazy and
really inconsiderate.
Inconsiderate, and that's not lazy to me. It's just, again, you're a piece of crap. Yeah. Trash can, 20 yards away.
Not hard.
You finish your Four Loco or your sack of whatever. And the fast food ones are gross because there's always like ketchup and sauce and the bag is wet. And I'm not picking that up. That's just, I'm not.
But somebody has to eventually.
Exactly.
And that's on you.
And that's on you. At least with a bottle, I don't know, at least it's easy. I can bend down and pick it up. But the person that just takes that sack and then like slams it on the ground because it's always like smashed. It's never set down like in a, oh, I'll just put this here sort of way. There's some sort of aggressive, you know, tossing of it because it kind of, it explodes. So I'm guessing maybe that's your driving and you roll down your window and just huck it out. It's a bugaboo I have.
That is in the news for August 13, 2025, brought to you by The Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Coming up next hour, the Blazers. Likely to get a new owner, and his name is Tom, and he wears tracksuits.
Tracksuit Tommy!
Also, is this the next sports culture war? Next hour here on 105.1 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.